Well, Dara, everyone around here seems to have a spring in their step at the moment after this resurgent few weeks.
The clouds have parted, the sun's out, the birds are singing. So, everyone's in a good place. You know, it's very nice. It's refreshing to see. It's what I thought it would be. And it's certainly relieved a bit of pressure that was on at the time. And, it's allowed us to, I suppose, flourish would be the right way to put it. And it's amazing, really, football, you know, words like momentum, confidence, things like that. And you suddenly go into games and you just feel like you can win games and compete and be the team you set out to be. So, yeah, in a good place.
You'll be delighted, but probably not surprised, because you said to us when you appointed Dave Robertson that don't underestimate him. He's got plenty of qualities.
No, Dave's been with us a long time. He's a club man, and you can use that as a cliche too much sometimes, but he's the type of guy. He kind of epitomises what our club's about when we recruit players. It's ambition over greed. Dave Robertson could have gone to many a Premier League club to run their youth academies and has been offered jobs on twice the money to go and do that in the last 4 or 5 years. And not once has he ever come to me to ask to go. I've heard about those moves via other channels, and he's so happy here and what he does and the job he's done. And anyone who runs a youth setup, they have to look at it as it's a long-term gig. You can't come in and do a year or two and move on, because you're committing time and investing time into young people who are 13, 12, 14, 15, and you've got to see it through, so to speak. And he's that type of character. He's very loyal. He's very honest. He's very dedicated. It's why the players are reacting so well to him, because he is who he is. He's a man's man. And I think the players are coming into work every day now with a smile on their face and enjoying what they're doing, and are now seeing what we all saw when we put the squad together, that they can compete in this league and beat anyone in this league.
Three wins on the bounce, on the cusp of the playoff places. Any discussions taken place about Dave having the job on a longer-term basis?
I've spent a lot of time with himself, with Aaron and with Grant the last few days, watching them work, being in team meetings. You know, watched the under-21 game yesterday, which was a real buzz, really enjoyed that. And we've talked about, you know, from now to the end of the season, we've talked about next season, we've had budget meetings. And here's the quite honest truth. I haven't had to. I mean, originally when I planned to come over 2 weeks after the previous staff all left, it was planning to, I would use this week to go through the 200 applicants, to make a short list, to see some people this week. And I haven't even opened up the folder, and I haven't made a call to see anyone or meet anyone. And I don't really intend to either, because I'm in a position where, why would I? You know, the three lads who are now in charge with the rest of the management staff are doing a great job. And I don't want to put too much pressure on them. I don't think they deserve that. I think I have to allow them to do their thing and enjoy getting on with their thing. And they know where I am and where I am as regards to their own position. And they're just taking it. It's not really a game at a time. It's right, look, we've got X amount of games left. Just get on with it and keep revitalising and reinvigorating and keep people happy. And winning makes everyone happy. So that's where we need to be. But as of right now, the management thing isn't really become an issue or a topic of conversation.
So it's kind of not putting a label on where they are or their situation, and that will help them with it in terms of taking the pressure off?
I think it's really important, because what we've been is very inconsistent the last 18 months as a club, with our results, with our performances, with our crowds, with everything. Everything's been inconsistent, you know, and it's been up, it's been down, it's been this. And right now I want everyone with their foot on the pedal, full steam ahead, and I don't want anyone taking their foot off the pedal. And you know, it's one of them things where, well, if you come out and go, yeah, they've got the job for the next 3.5 years, do people take the foot off the pedal? So the players know that if they want this management team in place long, long term, that's what I meant to the rest of the season, keep winning, keep impressing, keep performing, keep fighting, show me what you've shown in the last three games, because three games don't make a season. But where we are and where we've come back from after the last few games and where everyone's fear factor was going, you know, fans-wise and everything else, we're in a great place and we just have to keep that going. And I've always said, winning's great. It's not always about winning for me. It's also about the fact what you see. I watched the Sheffield United game and I sat there with a belief that we're playing great here and we're going to get something out of the game, even with 10 minutes to go. And the players could feel that. And the players played like that. And that's all I want to see. I want to see it when we play Doncaster. I don't want to go into games obsessed about the opposition. I want to go into games, you know, with us focused on what we can do and our strengths. And that's what Peterborough United under me has always been all about what we can do. And yeah, we could always score more goals, but listen, at the end of the day, keep performing and executing like we're doing, and we'll be fine. We'll do great, and we'll have a great season, and we'll have a great next season. And, you know, Leighton Orient, people can say, well, it was windy, it was scrappy, it was this and that. Let me tell you, our players were dead on their feet in the second half because of the work they put in against Sheffield United, and they grafted. And let's be fair, if we'd had a week in between those two games, we probably would have won the Leighton Orient game 2-3-4-0. So I'm excited to see what the players do over the next few weeks.
And it's kind of throwing the ball into the players' court, isn't it? I remember I read an interview with Paul Scally at Gillingham recently, and he consulted the players about who they would like and what kind of figure they'd like as their next manager. I guess what you're saying is, tell me with your actions, because players will come out and say, well, we like this current manager. And of course they're going to say that, but it's how they play on the pitch.
I agree. You love coming to work now every day, and that's great and that's fine. Let's be professional and show me, you know, why you want these guys here for not for the next 11 games or the next 14 games, hopefully, but for the next 3-4 years. So I believe Dave is Dave. He's brilliant. And I believe with Grant and Aaron, people like that around them, they're guys who I've basically pushed into coaching and said to them, look, you guys can be managers in the future. Not at Peterborough necessarily, because that's disrespectful to any manager that's here at the moment. I'm talking about in the Football League, because when you get to a certain stage in your career like Aaron and Craig are getting to, you have to start thinking of plan B. You know, and if you haven't made the big bucks, like, say, the Boydies have in the Premier League, well, you have to have a career in football. You can't just be a pundit and sit there comfortably in the studio every week commentating on games. If you've got a real love and desire for football, get into coaching. People like Grant McCann and Aaron McLean, I think they've got massive things to offer the football industry. And I think for years to come, they could be some of the best young coaches and managers in the business. And that's what they're now starting to see. And they're loving it. I'm watching them at work's a pleasure. I'm looking at Aaron yesterday, you know, going through the team tactics. I'm listening to Grant every day. And it's almost like watching your kids grow up to a certain extent and graduate from college. And I'm proud. I'm proud watching them in action, because I think they're great young men. And now they're going into that second half of their career, which could be even better than their playing career. So I think they've got lots to offer. And Dave is gluing that all together. They've got massive respect for him. There's no one at this football club who doesn't respect Dave Robertson. And there's no one at this football club who he wouldn't know their name. He's that type of individual. He makes everyone feel good about themselves. He's respectful to everyone, whether it's the groundsman, whether it's a steward, whether it's a ticket person, or whether it's our star player. Everyone's treated the same. That's what you're going to get with David Robertson. You're going to get that kind of honesty, and you're going to get that down-to-earthness. And he's wanted this for a long time. And we talk about young and hungry. He's got, you know, so much hunger and desire to be a football manager and prove a lot of people wrong who used to be at the club, you know, who maybe didn't rate him like he should have been rated. And it's fun to see him in action now.
You're dangling a big carrot in front of Dave Robertson and Aaron and Grant.
I don't mean to play. I'm not playing mind games. I'm not dangling carrots. I'm not whatever else. What I'm saying to them is it's their job. You know, they're running the football club. And I'm very comfortable with them running the football club. I'm very happy. And they know where I'm coming from. And they know that that's not going to change. And they keep doing what they're doing and carry on. It's only going to be good things for many years to come for them.
And it sounds like you're certainly not ruling out them taking over longer term if everything fits into place at the 100%. End of the season.
Absolutely. We're already talking longer term and we're already making plans. And I like the way they plan. They're meticulous. We've already had conversations about next season. We were talking about players. We were talking about what's needed. We were talking about whether we're in the Championship, whether we're in League One. I'm happy and I'm comfortable, and I haven't been like that for a while. And it's great to be, because I've got a lot else going on in my life, and the football, I have to say, was dragging me. It was concerning me. It was, you know, probably a bit like the players. I wasn't enjoying coming to work, so to speak, to talk about football, and probably a bit like some of our fans. And only good things can happen. And we've seen it with Bozzy signing a contract today. We've seen now 6 of our best young teenagers from the youth system now sign pro contracts and committed, and that's just brilliant for the future.
Yeah, that's massive for you as well, because it's something you've pushed time and time again, haven't you? And it's one of the reasons as well why I know Dave Robertson is so well thought of here, what he's done with that side of things.
I mean, he took that youth thing and he started from scratch. And you look at the players that have already come through, the Jermaine Andersons, the Joe Newells and the Cozzies. You know, they've played a lot of games for the first team and they deserve it. They're there in merit, and that's from Dave's hard work. We've now got a batch of kids, you know, whether it be Dion, who every Premier League club in the country is looking at as a young goalkeeper. You got Johnny and Jack, who are scoring goals in the youth team. You've obviously got Leo, who's this 16-year-old we've kind of kept hidden because we couldn't even play him in games because Chelsea and other big clubs were trying to grab him until we had him signed up. We were trying to hide him, and we had him out in Spain, and the players were just amazed at this 16-year-old kid. So you've then got, obviously, Toby as well, who's signed, who's come on great. And then, obviously, you've got Harry Anderson, who you watched yesterday, and I'm telling you yesterday, if you saw him yesterday, tearing Wimbledon apart, and he's... The players nickname him Desire for a reason. And this kid is 18. He's got everything. Now, when I say everything, and I can throw hot wind up him, I can praise them all, it means nothing if they don't go out and do it when they get their chance for the first team. And it's not just what they do on the pitch, it's how they represent the club off the pitch. That's the most